Bison roll again. You go to Wild Horse, and another nice win, low score. Hey, a nice day of golf for the Bison, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was talked earlier in the week, you know, if we're going to have some rain or what the weather is going to be. But, you know, it's abnormal. The longer you go throughout the day, the weather actually gets better. And that was the case is, you know, the worst weather was probably the first five or six holes with the wind blowing out of the east. But then after, you know, the five or six holes that we battled through, you know, the wind kind of died down and it turned into be a nice day. And so it was nice to go 2-0 this week and win the Gothenburg invite. And once again, we shot below that 310 mark, and we shot 307, and it's always nice to beat North Platte, and they were four shots behind us, and then Holder just right behind them with a 314 as well.
I think we mentioned during the Ron Coleman invite that you guys are solid, but there's some other teams that you see a lot of these meets. The North Platte, the Holdridge are getting better, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting day to say. After the first nine holes, our team actually started on hole number 10, and North Platte and Holdridge started on hole number 1, and Holdridge was plus 7 after 9 holes, North Platte was plus 8 after 9 holes, and we were plus 13 after 9 holes, so we had some work to do come that second 9, hindsight's 2020. That back nine played a little bit tougher. We played really good on that front nine. We actually ended up going plus 6 and as a team. And so that was really solid for us. You know, Reed Loop on the second nine was 1 under. Landon was even on the second nine. Colton Cutter was plus 3 with a 39. And Keaton Loop was a plus 4 with a 40. So our guys went out and they won the invite on that second nine, which I can't be more proud of those guys' effort.
Great week, as you said. Now, it was a pretty light week next week with just the one meet in Holdridge. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that is correct. We're just going to go to Holdridge on Tuesday. Traditionally, we've had the Scotts Bluff invite, but we dropped that this year. So we just have Holdridge this week. And so it'll be kind of nice, you know, to have a little bit lighter week. You know, our guys went through, a very, you know, mentally tough round playing our round on Tuesday, turn around on Thursday and play Gothenburg. But our guys are playing at a high level right now. You know, Landon finished with a third place finish yesterday with a 74. Reed Loop was right there with him with a 74. And, you know, the biggest thing these last couple meets, you know, starting with Hastings, McCook, and Gothenburg was our 3, 4, and 5 have really played well. And being at that 80 or less mark, and Keaton Loop was a, you know, tied for 14th and at 79, Colton Cutter at an 80, and Trent Riley at an 82. So our guys are playing really well, but like you said, it's going to be nice to have a little bit slower week because the week following is a jam-packed week again with the North Platte invite and then Southwest Conference later on that week.
But I know your guys are going to be out and about getting some golf in this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're actually going to make a trip out east, and we're gonna play York Country Club at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we're going to turn around and drive another 45 minutes into Lincoln, and we're going to play Pioneers Golf Course. So it's going to be an opportunity, you know, with the dynamics of districts, we don't quite know where we're going to be, so our guys are going to have an opportunity to see two of those district sites. They're going to have about 3 weeks to kind of digest what they did. You know, I'm just going to ride along, take some notes, and enjoy the day with them, but it'll be an opportunity because our guys haven't seen those two tracks to start getting a game plan, because the most important day is district day, and we got to start getting a game plan for, you know, number one, where we're going to be, and number two, how we're going to attack the course once we get there.